You know, life can really be a drag. So blah, so meaningless, so drab, so colorless. And the surprising thing is that it appears that way to people you'd never expect. I know a young man who was in top physical condition. In fact, he was on athletic scholarship to a large university. He now has his PhD in his chosen profession. He has more money than he needs, and yet he's miserable. He called me on the phone a while back and said, "You know, Leroy, I am no better off than a horse. I go to work, I eat, I sleep, but there is no color in my life. It's all a dull gray." Here was a young man on his way to California for a very costly vacation, driving a new sports car with a suitcase full of new and expensive clothes, who found life a living death. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a question. Is there life after birth? It does seem strange, doesn't it, that the things and temporal pleasures don't really satisfy us. The reason it seems strange is that we're told over and over again that they will. The television reminds us every 10 minutes or so that this product or that thing is just what we need. Travel agencies show us pictures of paradise and encourage us to leave home and find it all out there somewhere. Or a person can struggle to make it to the top of the financial heap and be bitterly disappointed. A friend of mine who lives at the pinnacle of financial success says here's what you find when you make it to the top. Broken marriages, high blood pressure, heart attacks, ulcers, alcoholism, drugs, and suicide. That's what it looks like, he says, when you get up on top. But most people don't believe that, so they keep climbing. It's sort of like an old Laurel and Hardy movie I saw when I was a kid. One of them was digging a hole, and the other was filling it up. They were working their fingers to the bone and getting nowhere. But let me ask you, do you really think life is all that complicated? I don't think so. There is an answer, of course. The problem is that people don't realize that man is basically a spiritual person. God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man is more than an animal. He is made in the likeness of God. And his deepest needs cannot be fulfilled by material things. The Bible says Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man, intellectual and physical and social and spiritual. Leave out the spiritual, and you've left out life. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." In another place he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He didn't say, "I will teach you about life." He said, "I am the life." There is life after birth, and it is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And day after day, month after month, year after year, he holds out his hand to the world and says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The Bible says, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord." My friend, your answer is the Lord himself. He is ready to give you life. May God bless you as you experience the true and abundant life.